Hello, this is Sean Kennedy. I'm the Editor-in-Chief of the American Journal of Nursing, and I'm here today with Betsy Todd, our clinical editor. Hi, Betsy.
Hello. Hi. Happy August.
Yes. We're here to talk about the highlights from the August issue. We're calling this our All Infectious Disease issue. We have several feature articles dealing with infectious disease. Let's get started. On the cover this month, though, we have a beautiful cover that's not dealing with infectious disease. It's a beautiful cover showing a mother and a newborn sharing skin-to-skin contact. And this beautiful picture of this mother and infant bonding is on the cover. We chose this because of one of our major CE features, which is Beyond Maternity Nursing, the Baby Friendly Hospital Initiative. This initiative is a program that's been developed by the World Health Organization and the United Nations Children's Fund, UNICEF, in 1991, and it was to promote breastfeeding in hospitals and birthing facilities worldwide. And since this program launched, breastfeeding initiation, duration, and exclusivity have increased globally. This article provides an overview of these practices and policies, the benefits that institutions receive in addition to what the moms and babies get, and the process that health facilities go through to get a certification. There's also a podcast. I did an interview with author Regina Cardacci on some of the issues around baby-friendly hospital initiatives. We also have a CE, and Betsy will talk about that.
Great. Yes, our second CE is about is new information about tuberculosis, a new screening recommendation, and an expanded approach to elimination in the U.S. Nurses play a critical role in the diagnosis and treatment of TB and in the prevention of transmission. To eliminate tuberculosis in the United States, though, we need an expanded approach to identifying and treating people with latent tuberculosis infection. That is everybody who's PPD positive out there. Recently, the U.S. Preventive Service Task Force issued new recommendations about latent TB testing. This article reviews and updates what is known about TB transmission, pathogenesis, and epidemiology, and offers recommendations for targeted testing, especially among high-risk groups. The task force recommendations are discussed in the context of public health and also primary care practices, so in many settings you'll find that this is relevant to you. We also have a podcast with the authors for this article as well, so watch for that.
And Betsy, why don't you talk about our original research feature this month? It's a little bit different from what we might normally do.
Yes, tune in. This is original research on the effects of red yeast rice supplementation on cholesterol levels in adults. A lot of people use this substance in various forms, whether in a food-type form that you can get from the health food store or in capsules. And this kind of supplementation has become a popular alternative to statin therapy with all of its side effects. So this is a state of the science review that explores the most recent evidence on the effectiveness and safety of red yeast rice supplementation in treating adults with cholesterol problems.
And we also have a special feature on antibiotic stewardship. This piece is written by Rita Olans and colleagues, and the point is that good nursing is good antibiotic stewardship. We all know that resistance to antibiotics has increased dramatically in the U.S. as well as elsewhere, and there are serious medical, social, and economic consequences to this. And the most promising approach to this is a new understanding of the need for careful and responsible use of antibiotics. Not just for the benefit of each patient, but really for the benefit of society as a whole. A multidisciplinary approach called antimicrobial stewardship has typically involved specialists, but not necessarily nurses. And we are at the point of care and can really impact how antibiotics are used. This article uses patient examples and scenarios to review several activities and really illustrates specifically how nurses in our routine work environments are essential to the appropriate use of antibiotics. We also, of course, have several other features in this issue. One of them is on another emerging infections piece, and this one is written by Betsy Todd. So, Betsy, take it away.
I'll not keep you here all day, but this is a piece on preventing enteric infections from contact with animals. This is the time of year when people go to petting zoos and they visit farms, they go to state fairs, and everybody wants to go and pet the animals. It turns out that even though these are really fun and educational events, they also carry the risk of enteric infections. And every year we see outbreaks of infections from these venues and also individual cases. So it's all related to close contact with animals. Read the article to learn more about how to prevent transmission so that you can enjoy these events and not come home sick.
I imagine washing hands is part
washing
of this.
Washing hands is the key. Yes, it's amazing. It's really about standard precautions and how you would practice it in this setting.
Of course, we have a full issue. We have the editorial is actually a plea by the AJN editors to faculty to really rethink about how they ask students to develop writing skills and rethinking how they require certain aspects of submission and participation in the publication process. So if you're a faculty member, please read the editorial. We also have a viewpoint. We have our news section, AJN Reports, this month is looking at a new population in long-term care, and that's of the LGBT older adults in long-term care and some of the issues that they face and in looking for long-term care solutions in living. Cochrane Corner is on sucrose as an analgesic in neonates undergoing painful procedures. We have an Art of Nursing piece, a poem. Amanda Anderson, one of our editorial board members and a contributing editor for AJN, and I covered the International Council of Nursing Congress in Barcelona, so we bring you a report on what's been happening from on a global aspect of nursing. In what I'm reading, Teresa Brown talks about her review of The Power of Conversation. And of course we have Reflections and Journal Watch and Drug Watch. So we hope you find something useful in this month's issue. Take it to the beach, take it to the mountains, or read it on your laptop. And if you have any thoughts on what we should be covering in future issues, please let us know. I'm Sean.Kennedy@WaltersKluwer.com.
And Betsy.Todd@WaltersKluwer.com.
And until next month, have a pleasant rest of summer.